Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. As summer weather rolls into the Quad Cities, you can use new ways to embrace and enjoy natural beauty of the Mississippi River watershed. An exciting way to immerse yourself in nature this year is by taking advantage of new developments in the Duck Creek Access Project. This project has created access points that allow you to launch kayaks, go fishing, or simply sit along the bank and enjoy the serenity of Duck Creek's babbling water and abundant wildlife. Aside from creating new recreational opportunities, the project is also restoring habitat throughout the Duck Creek corridor, establishing interpretive signage, and stabilizing stream banks to prevent erosion and improve water quality. All of this work is being done through a collaboration between the Partners of Scott County Watershed, Regional Development Authority, and the City of Davenport. Their goal is to provide ways for people to connect with our water resources, to encourage stewardship and understanding of our local watershed, and to set an example for further access projects that promote engagement with the natural resources we have here in the Quad Cities. So while you make travel plans to visit distant mountains, lakes, or beaches this summer, don't miss out on the opportunities to enjoy the adventure and beauty in the natural places right here in the Quad Cities. You can find these new Duck Creek access points at Marquette Park, Jungie Park, Eastern Avenue Park, and Duck Creek Park. Visit partnersofscottcountywatersheds.org/duckcreekaccess to find a map of these launches, along with updates about stream levels and other information about the project. Get outside and explore nature this summer.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them. Sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.